So our 13-year-old Chihuahua, Louie, has always had his share of issues, shall we say. He came to us when he was about 9 months old and had some negative stuff in his early childhood, and plus, let's face it, he's a Chihuahua. Now at 13, you kind of add on top of that he's chronically tired and cranky. By 8 o'clock at night, he is desperately ready for us to go to bed so he can call it a day. So, that's Louie. Now, for years, I've thought that Louie needs glasses. Or maybe a better smeller. Or maybe it's just because he's a Chihuahua, and I've heard, and it's probably false, that Chihuahuas were bred to be alarm dogs for the big palaces in Mexico. Or maybe it's like Gary Larson's cartoon, which I have up here. If you can't see it from the back, it's a dog getting coffee in the espresso from an espresso machine while their owners sleep, nervous little dogs prepare for their day. Maybe it's that. I don't know. But for whatever reason, Louie seems to have trouble recognizing family members when we walk in the house. Especially if we have a hat on, that completely throws him off. So his default assumption is that everyone who walks in the house, including me, including the rest of the family, that we are intruders. And what he does when there's an intruder in the house is he makes an amazingly loud racket, and he comes at you, and you think your ankle is about to be devoured, and it's just terrifying. So I walk in the door, and it's just this pure bedlam, as if I'm a stranger. But then, it dawns on Louie that I am not an intruder, but part of his beloved family. And he stops barking, he stops lunging, and every part of him jiggles with joy, and it seems like his whole Chihuahua body is one big, or actually small, tail, just wagging. He jumps up on my ankles, not to bite them, but to try to get up on me, and the minute I sit down, jumps up and gets in my lap. He just can't wait to do that. He is all eagerness and joy and love. So for a dozen years, he's been giving me this gift of unconditional love, whether I've been gone for 2 minutes or 4 months, as I was last year on my sabbatical. The truth is that we could forget to feed him, and he would still love us. We could stay up till 11 o'clock every night, driving him crazy because he wants to go to bed at 8, and he would still love us. I can walk in the door, and I can be sad, or I can be grief-stricken, or I can be joyous. It doesn't matter. After that initial thinking I'm a stranger and he's going to attack me, it's this unconditional love and joy. He's treating me like I am the most amazing person who ever walked on the face of this planet. If I'm paying attention, each time I received this greeting is a priceless gift. And someday in the not too distant future, I will no longer receive this gift from Louie. He's a representative of the universe. And he reminds me each time I walk in that there is this beautiful flower within me, that within me lies the capacity for self-blessing and the capacity to bless others. Yes, me. He reteaches me my inherent loveliness. So from the poem, Louie plays the role in my life of St. Francis. If I'm attentive, he reminds me that at my core, just like that sow, I am sheer loveliness. I am beauty, radiance, awesomeness, and so is the rest of our family. And I tell you, sometimes I need to hear that message. I need to feel that message, even coming from this grizzled, cranky old Chihuahua. Now, there was a while when we had these cats, Chandler and Boone. They're now with our daughter in Michigan. Cats don't exactly give you the unconditional love in that same way, right? But they really do in their own way. One of them actually was a lot like a dog. and would actually do a lot of the same things, including, for some reason, this cat really bonded with me, even though I'd never had a cat before. And so he would just want to get on my lap and drool and put his paws all over. The other one, though, his way of showing unconditional love was more to do something naughty, right, and to get your attention that way, but it was his way of saying, you're cool, and you're going to enjoy this, I'm sure. So how many of you in this room have experienced some kind of greeting, whether it's cat-like or dog-like, on a regular basis or from some other animal in your life? How many have received? See, that's amazing. That's powerful. So we've basked in that kind of unconditional love. And every time that happens, our pet is reminding us of this inherent loveliness within. So this gift of unconditional love, I think, may be the most profound gift pets give us. And it's not just that gift, shining that spotlight on our inner loveliness, our inner awesomeness, but it's also that they can actually teach us a little bit of how to do that for other people and for other beings. They instruct us on how we can share the gifts of love. So maybe that when I see people I love, I can do the equivalent of wagging my tail, wagging my own being. Maybe I can learn to show my love more consistently, more unconditionally, like Louie. Maybe I can help reteach other people their inherent loveliness. See, I have a great teacher at home showing me how to do this each and every day. So do many of you. Our pets have a lot to teach us. And we human beings, man, we have a lot to learn. So sometimes when I'm interacting with other people, especially when it feels like a little bit of a struggle, which it can, I think to myself, what would Louie do? Okay, after the initial, I'm going to attack you. What would Louie do? And sometimes I imagine a bracelet on my wrist with those initials, WWLD. What would Louie do? And what would Louie do? Well, Louie would love unconditionally. That's what he'd do. Maybe that's what I should do too. It's a lesson that helps.